Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Can it be a great week when the economy is cratering the way that it is, and people apparently, according to a variety of polls, just seem to be at a point of record-breaking despair about the direction of the economy in the United States. And this is combined, of course, with a war at home, the war about abortion, which has broken out with ferocity, some actual demonstrations, not just demonstrations, but vandalism and attacks and threats on some of the justices' rallies at their homes. And a great deal of viciousness. Is this appropriate? Is this going to work? Is it going to lead to basically intimidating our judges, our political system? Are we going to be seeing another explosion of violent protests like we did after the killing of George Floyd? Is that what's coming? Is that a good thing for the country? Is that a necessary and appropriate response? Speaking about necessary and appropriate responses, there's also a very, very clear message from a former justice of the Supreme Court in Washington State about our broken mental health system. Why is this directly relevant? Because it is directly tied more closely than anything else to the encampments that you see on streets and sidewalks and the great proliferation of homeless populations everywhere. We'll be speaking to former Justice, former State Senator Phil Talmadge, the Liberal Democrat, by the way, who is telling the truth about some of our homeless problem when so many people are obfuscating that truth and trying to avoid it at all costs. And speaking of distorting the truth, President Putin delivered his Victory Day speech. This celebrates a victory 77 years ago of Russia over Nazi Germany. And then the man who Putin seems to suggest is the biggest Nazi in the world, a Jewish guy named Volodymyr Zelensky. He gives his own speech in response, and President Biden may at any moment, and we'll try to break in on him if he's saying something important, will be giving another statement about further aid and quicker aid to Ukraine in a very decisive seesaw part of the battle in Donbass. It is extraordinary what is going on and what we are living through right now, and it's honestly hard to take it too seriously because it is so profoundly serious and so profoundly dramatic. Okay, first of all, just some words on breaking news about the hysteria regarding the draft decision. And we still haven't seen the final wording of the decision of the Supreme Court. We still don't even know if it is going to be the final decision of the Supreme Court. Is it going to be, by the way, a vote of 5-4? My guess is it will not. My guess is that it will be a vote of 6-3. That partially because of the hysteria on the other side, the hysteria on the pro-abortion side, people who believe that it is a human right that should not only be guaranteed by the government, but funded by the government. Because that is one of the issues that is going to be coming up. Even in those states where there's a clear majority in favor of pro-choice, there probably is going to be an attempt to make sure that there is also pro-money in terms of funding for and paying for other people's abortions. But there was a story They reported this way in Politico. Politico reported the story about the decision, Justice Alito's decision first. And that was the original source for everything that we're hearing about. But Politico writes this, conservative media outlets are reporting, quote, rumors around D.C., unquote, that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito and his family had to seek shelter at an undisclosed location following Politico's publishing of a draft opinion on abortion rights that he wrote. We caught up with the source of those reports, whose information is suspect at best. Okay, so hold on. You probably have heard in various places, oh, Samuel Alito, Alito and family have been forced to vacate their homes. It wasn't their homes, ironically, that were targeted by demonstrators. The demonstrators went to the homes of Brett Kavanaugh and of John Roberts, the Chief Justice. And that's ironic because, at least from everything we hear so far, John Roberts has been preparing to vote with the minority, to vote in favor of leaving Roe v. Wade on the record as the law of the land. Now, I think he will probably, by the time that this is finally ready and they have reached agreement and reached the final wording on the decision, my guess is that the Chief Justice will vote with a majority. But we will see. The fact that they went to his house to call him names and to say miserable things to him, the fact that they have actually firebombed through a Molotov cocktail into a pro-life organization in Madison, Wisconsin, the fact that they have vandalized churches, and this is only the beginning, this is the first weekend. In any event, the idea that Justice Alito and his family had to seek shelter at an undisclosed location, it may not be true. It may not be true. And the report seems to be fueled by comments from conservative lawyer and author Ilya Shapiro, very good guy, by the way, who said on a Saturday Fox News program that he had heard, quote, that Justice Alito has been taken to an undisclosed location with his family. Shapiro told Politico today that he was unsure whether that was in fact true. I don't have any non-public sources, he said. I forget whether I saw the rumor on Twitter or somebody told me. I don't know. Now, if that's your only source, the chances are it's probably not true. But there's terrible enough stuff going on, and some of that stuff, well, listen to what the demonstrators sounded like outside the home of Justice Kavanaugh. This is clip five. Okay, we will not go back. How about go away? I mean, which would really be more appropriate. There's a blistering editorial, and it's so appropriate. In the National Review, Rich Lowry writes, do we really want to get into an escalating contest of who can better intimidate the other side's judges and office holders? If the leaker of the Alito opinion wanted to initiate an unprecedented pressure campaign against the justices who might vote to overturn Roe, its mission accomplished. And what about the next steps for the pro-life movement, which appears to have, well, you don't even, before this, the pro-life movement had won a great many battles. It had won battles not on a legalistic basis, but in terms of changing people's minds. And the most important battle of all, the number of abortions in America, whatever you may have heard, the truth is they have gone down and down and down. The pro-life movement has been winning in saving lives and lives of more and more of the preborn. So the hysteria right now, it is bizarre. More details about that and some of their messages to church-going Christians in particular. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show over the weekend, writes Rich Lowry, protesters showed up at the homes of justices. What a great way to spend Mother's Day. Targeting Brett Kavanaugh, and ignorantly, given that he's evidently not part of a prospective majority, targeting John Roberts as well. This is a shameful further step down for our political culture, which wasn't particularly elevated to begin with. Writes Rich Lowry at National Review. It is a deeply illiberal act. that adds an element of menace to the deliberations of a body that is supposed to be above the fray and not subject to physical threats. If we continue down this path of perdition, writes the editor of National Review, it will tear at our status as a nation of laws and further derange our public life with consequences no one can predict. It's up to all the people of goodwill to condemn these demonstrations, yet the White House pointedly refused to discourage them in a shocking betrayal of its duty to good order and lawlessness. These weren't run-of-the-mill protests. No one doubts that demonstrations have an important role in showing popular support for or passion around a given cause. I doubt it. I always have. No, these protests were and were meant to be threatening. All right, if any of you disagree with that, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776, or if you are somebody, and there may be people listening out there who participated in one of these demonstrations all around the country. I'm not talking about confessing if you're one of the people who firebombed that pro-life office in Wisconsin and wrote on the side of the building that was hit. Wrote a message that said that if abortion isn't safe, then you won't be either. A spray-painted threat? Well, of course it's a spray-painted threat. If there's anybody who's participated in that kind of showing, public demonstration, public expression of opinion, then give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Enough to for me to berate you. I don't need to do that. But to try to let people understand who at the very best can be perplexed by what's going on. The story, vandals targeted the headquarters of a Wisconsin pro-life group yesterday, on Sunday. They set a fire in the office and marked the building with graffiti that said, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. Police said they are working with federal officials in the Madison Fire Department to investigate the fire at Wisconsin Family Action's Madison, Wisconsin office as an arson. Officials said a Molotov cocktail was thrown inside the building but did not ignite. The incident comes after Politico published a leaked majority draft opinion in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health on last Monday, a week ago, which suggested the Supreme Court may be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, returning the question of abortion to the states. What you're going to see here is a direct threat against us, said Julaine Appling, president of the lobbying and advocacy organization, according to the report. Imagine if somebody had been in the office when this happened. They would have been hurt. And, look, troubling? Of course it's troubling. And it raises the question of where do we go from here? There's at least one voice in the media, Laura Jarrett over at CNN, who claims she understands why people are doing what they are doing, why they are demonstrating, for instance, at the homes of Supreme Court of the United States justices. Listen.
Protests outside Supreme Court justices' houses, particularly Justice Kavanaugh. Where do you think that line is?
I think for a lot of people, a conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark when constitutional rights that you believe that you had for over 50 years are about to be overturned. The justices have security. So far, all of the protests have seemed overwhelmingly nonviolent. There are plenty of protests that happen every single day in this country, around the country, at abortion clinics, blocking women from getting into clinics. And we don't cover those as if there's four alarm fires. And so, yes, there are going to be protests in front of Kavanaugh's house because people are angry. And as long as they stay nonviolent, I think for most of the people who are watching it, you can understand where they're coming from. Even if you may think politically it's not the right thing, you can understand sort of where that animated feeling is coming from.
where that animated feeling is coming from? I mean, did they have animated feelings on January 6th? Was that just you could understand why people were so upset? Or I understand that people are going to say, well, January 6th was all based on a completely fallacious story. And I believe that to be true. I don't think that there was any reason at all, not a scrap of a reason, to believe that the election was stolen. It wasn't. And here, you can argue back and forth. There are people who believe that, well, this is actually seizing a precious human right. But the argument that this is a precious human right that had been observed in the United States before Roe v. Wade, that was well planted, it was part of our tradition of ordered liberty, that basically is the basis in which you can claim that there is a right that isn't specifically mentioned in the Constitution. If it's something that has been treated as a right and accepted as a right by most people for a very long time, abortion isn't like that. There are lots of people who believe that it should be treated that way. There are lots of people on the other side. It is one of those things that has been a tremendously divisive issue since long before the current moment. And it became a divisive issue not because people were agitated over abortion or the rate of abortion or the practice of abortion, because, frankly, it was one of those things before 1973, before the Supreme Court took it over, it was being worked out in the states. And there are a bunch of states who had given some limited access to abortion. Nobody had come forward with what radicals say they want, which is no limitation at all on the abortion procedure. There had been, actually going all the way back, some restrictions on abortions against any baby where there had been quickening, and what used to be called quickening, which usually meant a heartbeat, that you could tell that there was something alive in there. In any event, that the Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas actually has been speaking some plain common sense on this issue. We will get to what he had to say and what it is, if anything, that you think that the demonstrators are trying to accomplish. Also, the political ramifications. That's a huge question which nobody knows for sure, but we know what Chuck Schumer's plans are. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. Police in the Bahamas are releasing the identities of three American tourists who died at a Sandals resort. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, saying a couple from Tennessee and a man from Florida died over the weekend after complaining of extreme nausea and vomiting, and they're sifting through evidence.
Department of Environmental Health is still on scene, as well as we have some presence of officers, and that area is still preserved.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a powerful column that I hope everybody reads, because it's honestly one of those things that I think looks to the future and sees it more clearly than other people do. And your thoughts about the future with the current situation and the divisions about abortion, we will get to your calls in just a moment. But the column is by Patrick T. Brown, who's been on the show before. He's a young scholar at the center, the Religion and Public Policy Center, Ethics and Public Policy Center, which is a conservative pro-life think tank. And he writes, in the wake of such a victory, the victory that would be represented by a Justice Alito's decision, if it does end up with a majority of the votes in the court, which looks extremely likely. But he says, in the wake of such a victory, the movement that describes itself as pro-life and pro-family must encompass a broader vision of policy than just prohibiting access to abortion. Activists who have worked to render abortion not just illegal, but also unthinkable, are tired of having to respond to the shopworn cliche about being pro-life only until the baby is actually born. But a world in which states have the power to restrict abortion is one that compels a greater claim on public resources to support expectant mothers facing crisis pregnancies and to seek to make all parents' lives a little bit easier. Some Republicans who were elected on anti-abortion rhetoric might find themselves politically vulnerable unless they lean into the ongoing political realignment and put themselves on the side of working class parents. The end of Roe will mean that pro-family rhetoric will need to be backed up with policy proposals that match. We will get to what those might be. Let us go first to New York City. And Yehuda, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hello, Michael.
So hey, how are you?
I think good. 2 points I want to make, and I hope you're doing well as well.
Thank God.
January 6th did not help the conservative movement. Again, in the same way I'm anti-January 6th, I think these protests are premature, and I think they're sent out by agitators who already prepaid and waiting for something. I don't think these are abortion, rights protesters. I think there's a lot deeper meaning here. That's number one. And number two, conservatives need to do a better job at explaining, the pro-life movement. Todd Akin failed at that in 2012 and lost, and so did Richard Murdoch. I'm sure you remember those two senatorial elections.
Sure, I knew them both. Yeah. Yeah, Todd Akin was, you're right, he lost the Senate seat in Missouri, but go ahead.
Right. So, again, we stop at that, and again, the conservatives who are quick to defend January 6th but have a problem with, the protests now, I think is also a double standard.
Well, again, the whole idea of demonstrating at somebody's home. And they started that. They did that, you may remember, with Mitch McConnell. I forget what they were demonstrating over. I think it was one of the Build Back Better, part of the Build Back Better hysteria when that existed. But the whole idea that a person who disagrees with you on a particular issue, that disagreement makes that person a bad person who is worthy of assaulting at home. There was this sort of thing actually that occurred during during the summer of the George Floyd movement. There were people who would go to people's homes and basically try to menace and threaten. And this is the way that things work in young democracies, struggling democracies, or nations that have lost their democratic credibility. It's the kind of thing you expect in places like Venezuela. I don't know, maybe in the Philippines, where they're in the midst of a very, very crucial and worrisome election. Let us go to, thank you for the call, Yehuda, and you're right. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
In this times when we have division, we have the United States of America, and the last administration was divided the country. COVID came, divided the country. And now you got Supreme Court coming through, dividing the country, basically saying that we leaving everything to the states. Basically, you live in this United States of America, but you got to go to another country. When I say another country, I mean states, United States. Go to another country to get abortion. It's not uniting. But let me also add real quick, Michael, that this new members of the Supreme Court, I think, has conspired with GOP members in order to keep Obamacare alive, just to trick the Democrats in order to form this conspiracy to kill Roe v. Wade. And I think my last statement...
Wait. Hold on for a moment. I'm trying to understand the conspiracy. You're suggesting that they kept Obamacare alive, and what did that have to do with Roe v. Wade?
Basically, those three newly picked members of the Supreme Court most of them sided with Obamacare just to satisfy the Democrats, because that was a big deal for the Republicans also. And in order to surprise us with this Roe v. Wade, basically. And I think that's what the whole thing...
The reason I think you're wrong about this, Sid, and I say so with all respect, is because there's no surprise here. For a very, very long time, from the time that Roe came out, it has had critics on the right and critics on the left, because it's very dubious law. It's really very hard to look and search and try to find some kind of any indication, a hint, or just a scintilla of proof that abortion is provided for in the Constitution. And this has been a controversial case forever. It's not a secret. And I think that's part of what people are angry about, is at no time did they try to hide the fact that the Republican Party has been overwhelmingly for more restrictions of abortion. That doesn't mean that every single abortion is banned in every state at every time, at every moment, that it's completely out. Maybe you think it should be, but that's not politically viable. I think that what you're saying about dividing the country, it's not like this decision has divided the country. The country's been divided on the issue of abortion in a unique way. And part of what I think is worth thinking about is how quickly we have come to terms with something else that was very controversial, redesigning marriage and changing our definition of marriage was initially a hugely controversial undertaking, but now it's supported by over 70% of Americans, and you have hundreds of thousands of gay couples that exist. This is different. This was always, from the moment that it was the judgment first came down, a very controversial and divisive, and the divisions are, I agree with you, I think they're very sad, but they're hardly a new thing. Examples of people, protesters gathering outside people's homes. In September 20th, 2020, protesters gathered outside the home of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, calling on him to delay efforts to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That was it. And there's more. Attacking homes of all kinds of people. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley. We will get to that and why it's such a terrible idea. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Grovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Just talking about a brief history with which Jeremy just checked into, and it's fascinating about this recent idea, and it really is relatively recent, that when you're angry about something politically, the thing to do is to go ahead and march, protest, scream, shout, demand, carry signs, hoot and holler at the home of somebody you disagree with. August of 2020, and again, this is in the midst of the election, a group of angry protesters confronted Senator Rand Paul near the White House as Rand walked through the crowd with his wife. Demonstrators chanted, "Say her name," in reference to Breonna Taylor, a black woman from Kentucky who was shot dead by police in May. After the incident, Paul tweeted to say that he had been attacked by an angry mob over 100. Several climate protesters were arrested for trespassing in front of Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz's Houston home in June of last year. And Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, a Republican, saw protesters from shutdown D.C. outside his Virginia residence, outside of Washington, whom he accused of threatening his wife and their newborn daughter while he was in his state. In other words, he was home touching the grassroots, his wife was in Washington, and she was threatened by people demonstrating. What were they demonstrating about? Who knows? With Josh Hawley, it could be the fact that he wasn't accepting he was trying to overturn the election. Senator Joe Manchin was greeted by climate protesters, great, including those from the Sunrise Movement, outside of the marina where he docks his houseboat in November 2021, over him not supporting President Biden's multi-trillion dollar reconciliation bill. Nancy, in Duval, Washington, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yes, I wanted to comment about abortion, and I'm taking issue with you referring to the left as being hysterical. I don't think I'm hysterical. I'm pretty concerned. I think that if this comes down in anywhere the shape that they're saying, there's going to be some draconian laws put forth by some states with extremely restrictive laws, even to the point of restricting people from leaving their states to get an abortion where it is allowed, and I don't understand how that can possibly be legal.
No, it would not be constitutional. No one is going to find that constitutional. You can't restrict travel from state to state. I mean, I think that would be dismissed. That would be easy to overturn if anyone tried that.
trying. And that's what gets people upset, is that they're making, and the, I mean, they have passed laws in Texas that mean if I let a woman get stay in my house to get an abortion, then somebody in that state could sue me. I mean, that's just insane.
Look, I think the Texas law is ridiculous, and I don't think it's going to survive constitutional scrutiny. Not all of it, but it's just the 6 weeks, because there are literally millions of women who don't even know if they're pregnant in the first 6 weeks. You might think it, but maybe you haven't gone in to have a checkup yet. So, Nancy, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that there are some extremes out there, but part of what is going to happen with this abortion issue is there's not one abortion law for the whole country. It is up to the people who elect people to the state legislatures. And again, people are talking about this as if it were an attack on democracy. What it really is an affirmation of democracy, because you're sending the issue away from nine individuals to two women and seven men, or is it just three women now? Three women and six men. And you're sending it back to the voters and the legislators in given states. And it seems to me that is that what makes you afraid, that you have so little confidence in people? Surely in the state of Washington, you understand that there's nothing to be afraid of here.
No, I am like you, live in Washington, so I'm safe. But it's very, very difficult for some people in some states to get to a state where it's allowed. And then the fear, which they have imposed by saying they're going to be suing or prosecuting anyone who helps somebody.
That's only in Texas so far. And again, do I think that's a good thing? No, it was a novel attempt to get around Roe, which is no longer necessary. I appreciate your call, Nancy. David in Seattle, you're on the MedVed Show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. As the father of three kids, the last time I thought about this, I realized that men are the main reason women become pregnant. And so I would like to see men take a lot more responsibility for this than they seem to be willing to do. So what I'm going to propose is that at age 13, all males would get a vasectomy, because they are totally reversible. And then they would be allowed to reverse their vasectomy at age 22. And then at 32, they would have to get another vasectomy, which would eliminate most of the unwanted pregnancies or the need
pays,
for abortions in the country.
Who pays for all these vasectomies?
Well, vasectomy is a lot cheaper than I've had a vasectomy, and it's a relatively pretty easy. Well, I don't know anybody could. I mean, it's a pretty relatively inexpensive thing to do.
Yeah. Now, look, I think that this is a provocative idea, but it's also when you're talking about being required to have a surgical procedure, which, by the way, is not 100% reversible. It's usually reversible, but I actually know people who have had a difficult time reversing vasectomies. That it happens. And, by the way, there are religious faiths in which actually having a vasectomy, even with the idea that it might be and probably is reversible in most cases, where it's prohibited. So I think it's a little bit of a problem to have that surgical procedure required by government. Don't you think the important thing here is that men be made to bear a responsibility for children that they father?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think it's really odd, though, that women are somehow, you know, there's very little birth control for men. There's no pharmaceutical birth. Well, maybe there is, but I don't really know of any. And somehow women have, I mean, it feels like
this is nature. I mean, during the 9 months that you're expecting a baby before the baby arrives in our world, obviously, there are all kinds of restrictions and burdens and difficulties that women face that we don't. Right? You're a father of three kids. I'm sure you were very sympathetic to your wife while she was bearing your children, but you didn't go through what she went through, did you?
No. I just think as a man, I think men have to take a lot more responsibility for this. And there, I mean, it's really odd in this culture that there's no birth control for men. And
birth control for men, the most common form of birth control in the country, I think, still is prophylactics. It's what are conveniently, you know what we're talking about, right?
Condoms.
You went, what? Yes, you got it.
Condoms, yeah. No, no, but why isn't there like a pill, like a birth control pill for men like there is for women? I mean, that's
partially it's because condoms are so low cost and if properly implemented, they can be very effective. But the whole idea that, I think the area where you and I can agree is the area of male responsibility. But the area of male responsibility should not just be on not producing babies. It should be on what happens when you do produce babies, where the responsibility is profound. I mean, everybody knows people, I am sure, where there are some women who are called upon to raise children without the help of the parents, the fathers who participated in creating that child. That's not ideal for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.